Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Robin.
Last week was Michaelmas.
It sure was.
Have you found both courage and form?
I'm getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I say about Michaelmas this year especially?
I don't.
It came just in the nick of time.
Oh.
Yes. You know, I have heard from a lot of families that, you know, just that beginning of the school year, you know, getting into routine and folks have been feeling harried and now it's, you know, everything's
the dragon,
kind of...
You're referring to the dragon.
Yes,
then?
Yes. It takes many forms. So, but it just, for me this year, felt like, oh, phew, right in the nick of time because this is precisely what is needed. And it was a gorgeous assembly.
It was really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
thank
you.
Pictures are up, by the way.
Well,
they will be up in the portal today.
Yes. Thank you for compiling those. Anna Kim was on hand, one of the newest members of the marketing committee. She took some photographs, and David is responsible for putting those up on the parent portal, so be sure to check those out. I have not yet seen them, but I'm really excited to see what she captured from that day. And so I know that there were some photographs taken also of some of the food prep. The beautiful thing about Michaelmas is that it's, I think we talked about this last time, is that every grade in the school participates and does something for the whole feast. So it's really a labor of love. And then service projects in the afternoon. So by the end of the day, everybody was really spent. One of the sweetest things that I was able to see was how the eighth grade friends come over and help the first grade friends make the dragon bread. And, you know, I don't remember seeing princess and princess bread before too, but there was some children, in addition to the dragon, made a little form of a princess and also of the knight, Michael. And Esther, oh man, Esther as Michael really
was
really
great.
Something.
Yeah.
So, and then another special treat this year, I was able to go and actually attend the feast as it, now that I'm on staff, and I was able to sit with the fourth grade and, you know, they were very serious about, serving, you know, just so, and again, as in the assembly, when the younger children come in, it was silent. So all of the older grades were there in the gym seated, and then they got silent. And then the first and second grade was able to come in, and then we stood, and there was this just gorgeous round of singing. Carrie Trevoronis held the planning for that this year, and it was just particularly sweet.
That's lovely.
So here's to courage and form.
Courage and form.
May you find it too this Michaelmas season. I have some script news.
Oh, great.
So I've been to a couple of different classes to talk about script and how easy it is to participate in one area in particular. Who out there buys gas?
I do.
I'm raising my hand too. And when I asked at these class meetings, I don't think there was a single person who did not raise their hands. And as you may or may not know, we have a partnership with Quick Trip to purchase their gas cards. You can either get them automatically withdrawn from your account every month, and then they're just waiting for you there in our office. That's what we've opted to do this year because in years past, it was just something that I always meant to do, but then forgot. Barb McNeil is also there if you don't want to go that route. Barb McNeil is there on Mondays and would love to sell you some script cards in any, in most denominations. Or you can always buy them directly in the front office from Nan. And anyway, here's something that I learned about the gas cards. You know, there's also the Quick Trip rewards.
Yeah.
So I have not signed up for the rewards. And I don't know, maybe occasionally you get a cup of coffee or something like this. But Alex Wade said that he has been using those gas cards, you know, since the beginning of time, essentially, and that you can also use your Quick Trip rewards card and then use your Script gas card. So you win, win, win.
How does that work? You mean to say you just give them the reward card so you get credit for the purchase?
Right.
But then you use your regular gas card you got from them.
Right.
To actually make the purchase.
Right. So you still benefit and receive whatever rewards.
I see.
And then, so Alex said that Jen actually carries the reward card and then he just punches in his telephone number, kind of like you do at Walgreens for the rewards.
Yeah.
And so they still get those, but then they use their their script gas card. Is this getting too confusing?
No, I'm with you.
Okay. So, and then for purchase. And if you don't even want to talk to anyone, you don't have to. You can do that right at the pump.
Oh.
But if you want to go inside and buy, our kids love the Dilly Bites. Have you ever seen those packages of pickles?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, that is like their favorite treat ever. Or we said that you can also get roller bites, though we don't recommend them necessarily.
What are those?
You know, those things that are kind of like fried foods, and they're like taquitos that, you know, roll around on the roller, and you can get buffalo chicken. And I have to say, I've tried them, and they're delicious. It's probably not the healthiest option, but you can get, I know a family that buys all of their bananas at Quick Trip. That's another way that the school could benefit from your, yeah, see?
We walk over there quite a bit to grab, you know, one thing or another.
Sure.
And like you say, we call them gas cards, but not really gas cards. They're just pre-loaded Quick Trip cards.
Yes.
That you can buy anything they offer.
That's right.
With them. I mean, they have all kinds of things over there, right?
Ben and Jerry's.
Whiskey. Do they have, I think they have hard liquor back there. Lottery tickets.
I don't think you can use, I mean, perhaps you can.
It's any purchase.
I don't know
why you couldn't.
Okay. Well, we'll keep
I'm
you
not
posted.
Try that, but.
Sure. So anyway, so that was exciting news. And so what we've challenged folks to do, since we know you're going to buy gas anyway, or roller bites or whatever it is that you fancy over at Quick Trip, please stop and get cards or just sign up for them automatically. And then they'll be waiting for you in the office.
Right. Costs us nothing.
It costs us nothing.
We're using a card anyway.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I guess that's the thing to really focus on. And I want to be so clear about this. So if you get a $25 gas card, you're going to get the face value for that. So you don't have to pay any extra. And then Quick Trip actually gives us 3-5% of that purchase back.
Which is incredible.
At no
really.
Cost. It really is. It's a sweet deal. And so the other thing that I learned is that it's not just for Rocca locations. So if you're traveling throughout the Midwest.
Any Quick Trip. Yep.
So thank you for participating.
And thank you, Quick Trip.
Thank you, Quick Trip. And also, tell us your Quick Trip stories, your Quick Trip script stories.
Quick script.
Yes. Oh. Ooh. Okay. Let's take a look at the calendar.
Let's.
Okay. Monday, October 14th and October 15th is the third grade field trip. It's an overnight trip. Thursday, October 17th is the photo retake day. And finally, Wednesday, October 23rd is the kindergarten parent meeting from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the kindergarten. And that is for both kindergartens. It's a combined meeting.
All right. Join the Parent Association. The Parent Association is looking for individuals to join us. If you're interested in community building and planning fun events, then this is the group for you. First meeting is scheduled tonight, October 4th, 6 p.m., going to the Rooted Spoon Taco Night. Love Fridays at the Rooted Spoon. So if you want to grab a taco, you can. Meetings are monthly and rotate between different locations. If you have questions or would like to learn more about the Parent Association, please contact Jordan Brudos at jordan@brudos.net.
That's also a great time to share ideas that you may have for fun events. Or, you know, one of the things that I talked with a few parents about is doing a book study group with Kim John Payne's
newest book,
which is all about self-regulation, being at our best when our kids are at our worst. And, you know, not only do we have the opportunity to have the at-home guide, but this would be our Viroqua, almost support group, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. If you can't make the meeting, that's just fine. There's always time to join next time around.
But we hope you can.
Yeah, and contact Jordan Brudos for more information.
And the tacos are great.
They are indeed. Grandparents and Special Friends Day is coming up. I've been hearing from lots of folks about their intentions to come join us. That is Friday, October 11th. Many hands are needed to help this event go smoothly, thanks to those who have already signed up to help. Some food prep help will be needed. We're going to be making some soup on Monday, this coming Monday, the 7th at 6 p.m. We're going to be making two different kinds of soup. We're going to make a chicken and wild rice and also a vegan squash, winter squash option. So if you'd like to help with that prep party, that would be great. And then there will also be some opportunities to help prep some food on Thursday, October 10th. And then, of course, on Friday, the actual day of the event, many volunteers are needed to help greet and guide visitors, set up the gym for the reception, plate and serve food, keep coffee crafts filled. These grandparents and special friends drink insane amounts of coffee.
That's funny.
Which, yes, which reminds me, Kickapoo Coffee usually sponsors that, and that is just so valuable.
Yeah.
So, yes, to keep that coffee coming, to fill soup bowls, wash dishes, and assist with general cleanup. Please let me, Robin, know if you're able to help out. You can shoot me an email at robin@pleasantridgewaldorf.org. Thank you.
Nice. Chef Josh from the kitchen, our new chef, is seeking wide mouth jars. They want wide mouth jars with cork tops to store the kitchen spices. If you have some to donate, please drop them off in the kitchen. And thank you.
Yes. I have to say, I know that we're probably, you know, the biggest fans of that lunch program, but, or maybe not, because Lucy this week got thirds of the soup. It was a cream-based, potato-based soup. And in fact, she asked for a fourth serving. She's a first grader. This is amazing.
That's really...
To which she was told, that's crazy. Enough soup for you.
No more soup for you.
Yes. I wonder if that's how Mr. Shermer said it. I doubt it. He probably had a...
He might have.
...lovely way of denying that request. But anyway, that's just more testament to how beautiful the food is coming out of the kitchen. Okay, save the date for the fall concert. That's coming up Thursday, November 21st at 6:30 p.m. in the gym. Students in grades 5 through 8 will be performing.
Seeking substitute teachers. We're looking to add to our list of substitute teachers for the school year. We're planning to hold a substitute teacher orientation in October. Date still to be decided. If you're interested, please contact Jordan at 637-7828 or enrollment@pleasantridgewaldorf.org.
We have an employment opportunity. We're still seeking a snow laborer for this winter. This laborer will maintain the school sidewalks and entryways throughout the 2019-2020 winter season. Candidate must be self-motivated, highly reliable, able to keep a flexible schedule, and capable of operating a large two-stage snowblower. All required equipment and supplies are provided. Application and resume may be submitted to enrollment@pleasantridgewaldorf.org or delivered in person to the school office. So we just had a kickoff meeting today to talk about the holiday fair.
Oh.
So we had our captain meeting, if you will, today, and holiday fair plans are heating up. So folks, save the date. The holiday fair is Friday, December 6th and Saturday, December 7th. On Friday evening, a joyful wassail and dance party for adults only, and it sounds like childcare will be available, and advance tickets are encouraged. Please be on the lookout. Additional details are forthcoming. And then, of course, that Saturday is the holiday fair celebration for the entire family. Be sure to invite your loved ones. This is a beautiful time to come visit the school and to kick off the holiday season. It's just a gorgeous event. So, to that end, some things that are coming up, if you've been looking around your house and thinking that maybe your children have outgrown some toys, you might consider the school store resale shop. This will probably be the fourth year in a row that we're doing this. Mm. This is an idea that came from the Chicago Waldorf School. So we're bringing it back. It's an expansion of our school store, and it offers gently used wooden and natural toys for sale. This is a great opportunity to help raise funds for Pleasant Ridge by donating items your children no longer use, and also to shop for beautiful quality toys for less than retail prices. We have gotten some really beautiful things from that sale that we wouldn't have otherwise been able to get. So donations of wooden and natural toys in good resale condition may be dropped off at the school office through November 22nd. Thanks for your help. If you have any questions, please contact Jordan at enrollment@pleasantridgewaldorf.org or 608-637-7828.
And of course, as always, we're still looking for artisans and vendors and silent auction donations. There'll be information about all that still coming
still on a regular basis,
yes. I imagine.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So some community news. Driftless Gymnastics, a tumbling good time. 6-week Saturday session is beginning October 26th. And 8-week Monday and Thursday classes are beginning October 10th. Driftless Gymnastics provides a fun and safe, non-competitive environment for young people to learn the sport of gymnastics. Classes offer professional instruction with experienced and dedicated coaching. Students work on strength, flexibility, coordination, and self-confidence. Co-ed classes for children ages 2 and up. To register, contact Alisanne Taylor, 632-3527 or alysann.taylor@gmail.com. That's alysann.taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Monday Night Knitting is back at Utopia. Join us anytime Mondays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a great time to get some handwork done and get help if you need it. You can call 637-3443 or email info@utopia, E-W-E-T-O-P-I-A, fibershop.com with any questions. Also needle felting at Utopia this Saturday, October 5th from 10 to 1 p.m. Can make an expressive pumpkin, no prior skills needed. We provide all the wool, you bring a needle felting pad and needles, or you can buy one at the class. $25 for the class, register and questions at 637-3443 or info@utopiafibershop.com. There are other classes being offered. Please take a look on their website at utopiafibershop.com under class calendar.
Coming up at the co-op, the Viroqua Community Co-op, Herbal Kids Winter Foundations class, Wednesday, October 16th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the co-op community room. Together, we'll explore tried and true strategies and herbal remedies for kids and their adults' holistic winter health. Focus will be on nourishing kitchen recipes, kid-friendly herbs, their energetics and best applications, as well as safety and suggested dosing. There'll be an herbal and honey-based cough syrup demonstration and recipes to take home. So bring your cough if you want to get a cough syrup demonstration there. Instructor is Jess Kruger. Cost is $20 for co-op owners, $25 for non-owners. To register, call the co-op, 608-637-7511, or sign up in person at the VFC customer service desk. Registration is required in advance for all classes.
I'm going to speak for Jess Krieger here and say, please do not bring your cough.
Oh, all right, I'll take that back.
No, I'm guessing that, you know, if you really, well, who knows? I mean, that's a great way to test out the cough syrup, and then more people can test out what they've just made.
That's just what I thought. When it said demonstration, I thought that I assumed that meant demonstration of its efficacy, but that might not be the case. Maybe it's just here it is and it's yummy. And
sure, and you know, but if you are too sick to go, that would be a great time to just send Jess Krieger a message and say, hey, is it possible to buy some of that? Okay, bring your cough, bring it on.
But not, you know, not if you're really sick, just a little cough, just a little seasonal scritchy throat thing,
a little scratch in your throat, a little tickle.
Yeah If you have a fever, stay home.
If you're vomiting,
stay home.
Sorry. Okay. Well, I think that's it for this week.
I think you may be right.
Yeah. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks, David.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a great week. Talk to you next week.